SBS Radio.
Sister Mary Lynn Cochrane never thought she'd become a codeine addict. The Catholic nun has had 22 surgeries throughout her life to help her live with chronic arthritis. She says she relied on over-the-counter painkillers to help with recovery after each surgery.
I used to supplement on a really bad day with Mesindol or Panadeine. So I didn't realise that I was exacerbating my whole problem, but I was only masking what I had, and I think I did more damage to my system by taking them than not taking them.
The 63-year-old says she was sick of feeling drowsy from the pills and decided to stop taking them 4 years ago. She's now learned to manage her pain through meditation, yoga and physiotherapy. Other people aren't as fortunate. It's estimated 3 Australians die from opioid toxicity every day. But a new study by the University of Sydney shows overdoses have halved since the federal government last year banned the sale of low-dose codeine medicines without a doctor's prescription. Dr. Rose Cairns from the university's School of Pharmacy explains.
So we wanted to see whether that change affected misuse and use of codeine in Australia. So we saw a 50% drop in codeine poisonings following the change, and also a 50% drop in codeine sales. So overall use has also dropped.
Researchers also found no significant increase in calls to the nation's largest poisoning centre involving the use of higher strength opioids. Melinda Lucas, knowledge manager at the Alcohol and Drug Foundation, says while the results represent good news, more needs to be done to help those struggling with opioid addiction.
The reason that people will reach out for these types of medication is because they are in pain. And so we do need to look at what are all the strategies that we can help and teach people about managing pain before they get to the point that they become dependent on the medication.
The Department of Health says it's working with the Therapeutic Goods Administration on several measures aimed at reducing harm, including restricting fentanyl patch products, which also contain codeine. Post-operative opioid pack sizes will also be made smaller from next year. That's a change welcomed by Sister Cochrane, who hopes her story will inspire others to ask for help.
I want to tell people it is possible, but you need a support team around you to do it. And if you need help, ask.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.